Would you stand for the reading of God's word? Luke 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, won't you be the heavenly host this morning and join me in unison? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I want to focus on the shepherds this morning, and I want to preach this simple thought. They brought nothing. They brought nothing. Father, as I share the good news, the purpose of which you came to save, seek and save that which is lost, do that in this very service through the word, seek and save that which is lost. Give eternal life, Lord, that you came to bring to some individual that's in this house. Lord, even right now, before we've even began the preaching, may your Holy Spirit be speaking and dealing and talking. In the name of Jesus, amen. You can be seated. If you'll remember earlier in the service, I made the announcement of the church dinner. And many times when visitors have come, or folks that haven't been here for a while come on a church dinner Sunday, I find them right after service and I say, now you are going to stay and have dinner with us. And many, many times this is the response I get. Oh, I didn't know there was going to be a church dinner and we didn't bring anything. And I always respond, oh, that's okay. We want you to come anyway. Amen. You know, I think that's the gospel. Even if you didn't bring anything, he wants you to come. That's the message of Christianity. Even when you have nothing to bring, come. Come to him. In fact, the message goes a bit further. None really has anything to bring, and yet everybody is invited to come. Hallelujah. You know, I think the shepherds teach us something about coming to God for help and coming to God for salvation. They teach us what I've been pronouncing this morning. Amen. When you come to God, you come bringing nothing. In fact, is we have nothing to bring that would recommend us to God. We have nothing to bring that would merit our coming. And yet he receives us. He bids us come. He opens his arms to us. Aren't you glad you can come bringing nothing? I want to look at the story to enunciate they brought nothing. I read verse 15 and 16 when the angels came to them and now they're gone away. And the shepherd said in verse 15, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing. Verse 16, and they came with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and they found the babe. You know, in my mind's eye, whenever I read this, I picture that which we get from so many Christmas dramas, you know, the nativity scenes. And you always have the wise men coming. And by the way, I don't want to make a point here, but, you know, if you read Scripture closely, they didn't come to the stable where Jesus was born. They came up to 2 years later, but we have them there. That's okay. We understand we kind of collapsed history there and got everybody there at once. It's like a normal church service. You get everybody there at once. You'd have a great... Anyway, we get them all there at once, and so we got the wise men there, and we got the shepherds and everybody right there at the nativity. But whenever you think of the wise men, or whenever you see them portrayed in the nativity, they're always bringing something, aren't they? They got that frankincense and myrrh, and I skipped one. What was it? Gold. It just, and if you was listening this morning, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And when we picture them coming to the nativity and laying that down before the Christ child. And that's all well. And they did bring those gifts. And that's great. And folks, if they have a time for comment, they always emphasize the great value of the wise men's gift and how much value the gold had and the frankincense and the myrrh. And that's great because that did happen historically. But what I want you to contrast is the difference between the wise men coming and the shepherds coming. And when I read this story again for this Christmas season, the thing that I noticed, while the wise men had things that they brought, the shepherds came bringing nothing. Nothing in their hand did they bring to that stable there. It's not just a contrast, these are shepherds and these are wise men. It's the contrast, the wise men had gifts to put at his feet, but the shepherds had nothing. Now I want to make it clear, the shepherds did not crash the party. They had been invited to come through the divine angels of heaven. God invited those to come whom he knew in advance had nothing.